If Food TV had a Dallas office, that's where I'd be. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. You know, for the third time in the history of this podcast, I am interviewing a celebrity chef. Even if you don't, I see a trend. Longtime listeners may have heard Tom Colicchio from Top Chef and his wonderful restaurants, may have heard from Wolfgang Puck from the Academy Awards, his wonderful restaurants, and our employees, especially in California and Las Vegas, may recognize him as a Southwest Airlines frequent flyer, which in and of itself will make him a celebrity. Now I have an interview with Chef Tim Love. He's the chef owner of Lonesome Dove Western Bistro in Fort Worth's historic stockyards. Tim was on Top Chef Masters in 2009, and he's also been a judge on Top Chef. Tim is considered to be the foremost pioneer of urban Western cuisine. We'll get into that in just a moment. So what do you ask a young rising celebrity chef? Well, this time of year, it could only be one thing. Chili. Yes, it's time for the 37th and last Southwest Airlines Chili Cook-Off this weekend. Why is it the last? Don't worry, it's not really the last one. It started out as the first and last, and it's just sort of been a tradition ever since. In fact, the Red Belly Radio Research Department has determined that it is one of the longest-running annual chili cook-offs anywhere, which pretty much means Texas, since it's our official state dish. But I digress. Tim was at a local Save-A-Lot doing a cooking demonstration and teaching kids about food, and since I am such an influential chili blogger, I got invited. Now, this is a public podcast available through iTunes, so I won't go into details about where our cook-off is. You Southwest employees can find that out in enough spots, and we don't need any gatecrashers. So what do you ask the pioneer of urban Western cuisine? Well, I started with, what is urban Western cuisine?
The cuisine is something I came up with from the ethnic groups that kind of made up Texas. The people who first settled the West was about five different ethnic groups, or even six, as you know, like we have the Six Flags over Texas, same idea. And I've taken those ethnic groups and combined it into the ingredients that are grown in Texas, develop what I call urban Western cuisine.
Well, in the mid and early 90s, there was Stephen Piles with the new Texas cuisine. Is it comparable, or what's different?
No, I wouldn't really call it that, but Stephen Piles kind of kept himself into Texas, where I've taken the ethnic groups that are all these different nationalities that moved to Texas, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I noticed on one of the menu on the website, you had kangaroo carpaccio.
Yeah, we do kangaroo. I feel like Australia is kind of the new West. It's the kind of place where a lot of things haven't been settled, and ethnic groups that are moving over there really are creating their own type of cuisine, so I feel like kangaroo fits well with what we do.
What's probably your signature dish?
There's only been one dish that's been on my menu. We change the menu every day. There's only one item that stayed on the menu for 10 years, and it's roasted garlic stuffed beef tenderloin, and we serve it with a Western flat hash, which is a reduction of cabbage, red onions, red peppers, julienne fried potatoes for texture, and then a Syrah demi-glace on top.
Could you recommend a restaurant for someone who's about to celebrate their 11th annual 39th birthday?
11th annual 39th birthday. Well, when I celebrated my 10th annual 20th birthday, it depends on what kind of food you want. And
see, I figured you'd go straight to Lonesome Dove Western Bistro, but...
Well, you know, it depends on... I would recommend Lonesome Dove if you're in Fort Worth, but if you're over here in Dallas, it's a little bit of a drive.
Well, I was born in Fort Worth, so I might be willing to drive over to Fort Worth and see you in the next couple of weeks. You're going to be cooking chili here today. What cut of beef do you normally use on your chili?
Well, with chili, I think you can use all different kinds of meats. I like to use wild boar a lot, but for today, since we're at Save-A-Lot, we switched it over to beef and changed up a little bit of the seasoning. But when you do chili, you get a good quality ground beef, about an 80-20 mixture of fat to meat ratio. You want to produce a little bit of fat so you're able to cook the vegetables and things like that, but not too much to where you get a little bit of oily in the chili. And also when you cook chili, you want to make sure that, you know, a lot of people use a lot of tomato in their chili, and really chili is exactly what it is. It should be made with chilies, and it should be water flavored with chilies.
Do you have chili on any of your menus?
Yeah, we do a wild boar and green chili that's actually on the menu right now. And we do all kinds of different chilies, but that's been on the menu for about 10 days, doing really well.
And, you know, most celebrity chefs, they have restaurants in Las Vegas. Any plans?
No, I like to gamble in Las Vegas. I don't like to work.
Well, there's sort of a chef's game that a lot of chefs play. What would your last meal be?
Gosh.
I don't know if you've ever played that game.
It's kind of a toss-up. It'd either be a really fat, juicy cheeseburger or a nice steak and a bottle of Cabernet.
I wouldn't argue with any of that.
Red meat either way.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks to Save-A-Lot for bringing you here with me.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been to Save-A-Lot. Like I said, I already saved money. I just walked in the door. It's crazy.
For all you employees who are going to be cooking at the 37th and last Southwest Airlines Chili Cook-Off, you can refer to a recipe on this blog. Hopefully you already know what you're going to cook, but there's a recipe nonetheless. Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The chef has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.